Good morning. Hello. It is morning, 10:47 a.m. on February the 24th, 2026, and a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And yeah, it is a 3-day, but I screwed up yesterday. It was one of those, oh, this is a pretty nice day. I had to go for a walk. Let me just do this one thing first. And then in the afternoon, it's like, oh, well, let me get some lunch. After lunch, I'll take a walk. And then middle of the afternoon, it's like, oh, I should probably put this down and go take a walk. But I just got this one thing more that I want to accomplish. And yeah, before you know it, it was bedtime. I'm putting on my pajamas and thinking, oh, damn it. I didn't walk. So here I am, walking on a 3-day. However, it's not the first time I've walked on a 3-day. It probably won't be the last. 2 out of 3, that's the goal, 2 out of 3. And it's quite nice. 60, 62, very spring-like. A little bit of cloud cover. Keeps it from being too hot. Jesus. I mean, February. What a funk. I think February, I think icy blasts. Winter weather. Unless you're writing haiku and then it's the first month of spring. Hi. So yeah, how you been? It's been, I think the last recording I saw was the 17th, so it's been a week since I talked to you last. And not a whole lot's changed. I did manage to get through, it's satisfactory, it's been chewing on my brain. And in a good way, I have to say, in a good way, because I'm telling myself stories about the game. And that's usually a sign. That's usually a sign. I mean, I've been telling myself stories about the game all along, but I finished the walkthrough, the playthrough, and got all of the achievements. Yes, I was an achievement chaser. It took me 4 days to get enough tokens, enough coupons to buy the golden nut. And by the end of it, I felt like a golden nut. Like just a plain old nut ain't gonna cut it. Taking that amount of time, spending that much resource. In case you were wondering, that was a truck. That was a solid body box truck. Spending all the time and money and time and resource. I didn't spend any money. It's like there. But now it's just me and the game. I set all the animals on passive, so nothing's trying to kill me. They don't even retaliate. I just beat them up and take their goodies. There's no spiders. I turned them off. I don't need them. But there's plenty of other things. Radiation will still kill me if I'm not careful. But knowing what I know about the progression of the game now, this first 24 hours on the next playthrough, well, I guess it's 48 now. Server time, not my time. I have not put 48 hours into this in the last 2 days. 3 days, whatever it is. Don't get me wrong, I put in time, but just not that much. But server time, it's been up around 50 hours. So I've got boxes full of materials now. I've got the beginning of a factory that I'm not terribly pleased with. I may tear it down. I may tear it down and do it over. But I need to get fuel. I need to get the fuel power generators. I'm running on coal power now, and I got enough coal power to get me where I need to be. But I want that coal to make steel. Because steel was my Achilles heel last time. And I want to run rails. I want to run some rails around. Not just like the one-ended train, the double-ended trains that I've been doing. Although they were terribly efficient. They worked very well. I didn't need to run dual tracks for them. I could have just run a single track. Because that was the only thing they did, run back and forth between two places, carrying goodies. Lady with her spaniel across the street. So yeah, Satisfactory is still very much in my brain space. My goal is to finish up the paperback for the cat before the end of the month. I still have some typos I need to correct. And then the formatting, I still need to go through and see if I can correct. If I can't correct it, I'm just going to push it out. I mean, some of the things I'm sure I can fix. If nothing else, do a hard hyphenation on the one word that for some reason does not want to break where it's supposed to. I think I can force it. I can't change it too much without running the risk of messing up the pagination. Plus or minus 5 pages. Dog bark. Sound like a goose there for a minute. I'm a little bit overdressed. I'm glad the sun isn't out hot. It's not bright, because otherwise this would be unbearable. So yeah. Satisfactory, pretty much. Eating my brain. Oh, and reading. I found a book. The Inside Shop. Inn spelled I-N-N. Because the shop is beside the inn. And it's really good. It's really good. It has me interested, intrigued. It's not exactly lit RPG, but it has a lot of the trappings of it. It's not... Oh, look, I'm inside a game. It's... Okay. This is how I measure my progress as I work toward becoming an alchemist and ankylist. No, that's up different. An alchemist and a tinkerer. And it's really quite lovely. Inside shop. I'll put a link to it. I'm moving kind of slow this morning. It's like I weighted down by a late breakfast. Little dogs yapping. A lot of dogs here this morning. There's one coming toward me the other way. This one heading for the monk post. There's my water bottle. My tongue is welded to the top of it. A heart trap, I think, out there in the middle of the field. I wonder what they're trying to catch.
Good morning.
Dog stopped to leave a little pee mail. Coming up on getting ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Supposed to slap it and then say more post. You know, you give me a few days off, I forget everything I ever learned. God help me, I oversleep someday, I forget to wake up. My shoes are too tight and I've forgotten how to dance. Oh, there. Hello, breeze. That feels good. There's layers of clouds up there. So you can see this really high cirrus. Really way up there. Little wispy clouds. Right between the blue. Right between the banks. It's a lenticular. It's a big lenticular cloud off to the northwest. Beware of dog. I usually am. Speaking of which, I wonder if the dogs are out. Oh, yeah. There he is. Okay, I'm scared. Yes. I'm leaving. You scared me off. Nine inches of pug-nosed terror. I flee. You're called worse. All right. Fun's fun, but I gotta get back. He's chirping up a storm here. Spirit? Seep, seep. I think so. I'm listening for the red-winged blackbirds. I'll see if I can hear him when I get down closer to the drainage ditch. It's where they like to hang out. If I hear the red-winged blackbirds, I know her. Spring has sprung, as they say. Well, I don't know who says it, but sometimes people do. I've been known to say it on occasion. The new cat. Oh, I forgot. We were catless. Sans chat. When last we spoke. We are no longer. Seamus. He's 3 years old. He's a bit of a pistol. Doesn't like being picked up, but he will step on you in a heartbeat. If you sit down, he will be there. And he will come up and sit. Well, he sits beside me. He doesn't like to sit on me. Unlike the other cats, he really likes to stretch out on me where I'm really warm. But he will sit beside me in the big comfy chair. And just sit there, purr. I'm okay. It's okay if I, you know, scratch his ears, pat his head. He just doesn't like to be picked up. Oh, it's beautiful. A lovely breeze. February. You'd think a February wind would be go like. No, this is lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Have some traffic. Trying to get across the street here. Heading up a side to park. Is there any seed left in this intermediate grass? There's a just empty hole. It's just empty hole. Good to know. I missed my chance at it, I guess. I did get some earlier in the season. Last season. Haven't seen any of it come up yet, but my ryegrass has come up. It's sprouted up a lot of green. Oh, there's a lot of green right here beside the sidewalk, too. Where the concrete has had a chance to warm the soil. You don't see. It's like the first 3 or 4 feet back. See little bits of green here and there coming up, poking through last year's tufts. Good to see you, good to see you.
little sister's looking willowy. No, it's a starling. I thought I heard a red-winged blackbird for a minute there. Oh, these big crab apples. Big flowering crabs are all budded up. So is my maple tree. I wouldn't mind if some of these big cottonwoods died back a bit. The one behind my house is putting up a lot of new shoots and tips. This one here by the park doesn't seem to be. Anyway. Here I am. I made it. Another day. One more day. One more into the fray. At the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.